This is your station, 88.9 KETR, and it's 20 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Friday morning. Time to speak with Alice Reese, the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Scott.
A few movies to talk about for this weekend, and a couple I'm really looking forward to. The first one is Man on a Ledge.
Yes, and I've been all wrong about January this year. It was not the dregs. There are several really good movies. Man on a Ledge is an old-style, old-school thriller like the ones in the 1970s and 80s with this big ensemble cast. And it stars Sam Worthington as an ex-cop who has been put in prison for a crime which he says he did not commit. He escapes from prison and he ends up on the 22nd floor of the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City on the ledge, and crowds below and everybody's yelling jump. It's all that awful stuff. And they send a New York Police Department negotiator, played by Elizabeth Banks, to try to talk him out of it. But when she begins to talk, you realize that he never has been planning to really jump. This whole thing is a kind of a scam to try to prove his innocence.
Mm, okay. So he needs to buy himself some time.
Yes. Gotcha. And so there's whole other things going on. There's like a whole caper aspect where there's a break into a building that his brother, played by Jamie Bell, and Jamie Bell's girlfriend in the film, Genesis Rodriguez, who is I never had seen before, but she's really cute and funny. And anyway, the whole thing is to try to get back at Ed Harris, who plays this Donald Trump-like character, this mogul, who is responsible for the Sam Worthington guy being in prison.
That's kind of the Ed Harris character these days, I
guess,
right?
He's really bad. He is. And the movie is great until the final sequence, or it's a lot of fun anyway, and really believable. But then they get down into the street, and that part of it, it just kind of tacks the believability.
Okay.
And by the way, Anthony Mackie is in it, and I interviewed him this week, and he made all these jokes about that he was in Hurt Locker and Sam Worthington was in Avatar, which were the big, you know, movies at odds with each other a couple of years ago. And he said the Avatar guy had to be the one out on the ledge, and he just kind of stuck his arm out.
I actually saw Elizabeth Banks on the Conan show the other night, and she was saying how when she was on the ledge and Sam Worthington, they were actually on a ledge. It wasn't just a green screen.
It was the real thing.
Yeah.
And that just really surprised Anthony Mackie. He said, you know, we could have stood up on a dresser or something. Why don't you know about special effects? But they were actually there on the 22nd floor.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think it makes it more desirable to want to see. More suspense there.
Right.
Another one that's suspenseful this weekend, looks really cool with Liam Neeson, The Gray.
Really cold, yes.
Yeah.
It's a spine tingler. It's a survival adventure. It takes place in the Alaskan wilderness. And it's a kind of another popcorn flick that has lots of grisly, bloody scenes because these guys who have been, they're oil workers, and they are on a plane which crashes. And even that, they use these handheld cameras, and it's probably the closest thing I've ever seen in a film to really mimicking what it would be like to go through a plane crash.
And then they have to find a way to save themselves.
The survivors then try to get to safety, to get away from what turns out to be the big danger, which are this pack of gray wolves that are chasing them all across this terrible frozen waste. And Liam Neeson is well cast. He's the leader. He's a man whose job was for this oil company to actually be a sharpshooter and kill off the gray wolves. But now he has no gun. So you know, they're just at their mercy. And these wolves are gigantic. I mean, they're like, I don't know, little horses or something. I couldn't believe how big.
Are they like, Lake Placid, like alligator gigantic?
Well, not quite that big, but
okay.
they're larger than dogs.
Somewhat realistic then?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And it's very serious and one of these great survival stories. But it's also got some comic relief because one time after this character played by Liam Neeson gets bit by the wolf, he says, since the wolf bit me, does that mean that I'm going to be Wolfman? And so it does have some light moments.
Okay. Well, that sounds really neat, and I've really liked the previews for that. I've always been a Liam Neeson fan. And then the other one, have no idea about this one. It's called Albert Nobbs.
Glenn Close, the actress, originally played this part on stage in 1982, and she's worked all these years to try to get this turned into a movie. And she finally succeeded, and she's a producer and the star, and she also even wrote a song wrote the lyrics for a song that's included. But it's the story of a woman in 19th century Ireland who passes herself off as a man in order to have any employment because there wasn't much work for women at that time. And so she lives 30 years in this disguise. And I think on the stage this would really work, but in the movie I'm really surprised about a couple of things about this, but she and another character played by Janet McTeer, who I guess it's a giveaway, she also plays a man. But both of them, to me, were not convincing. Maybe because I know who both the actresses are, and they didn't look enough like me. I don't know what all. But obviously, I am wrong in this because both of them received Oscar nominations this week. So, for Albert Nobbs, and Glenn Close for lead actress, and Janet McTeer for supporting actress.
Okay. Any chance we'll see any awards out of Man on a Ledge and The Grey?
No. Those are strictly entertainment.
Yeah.
Those are not.
Gotcha. Were you surprised by any other nominations released?
I was surprised that Leonardo DiCaprio did not make the list for J. Edgar. That surprised me a lot. And I was very happy that my number one movie made it to the best movie list, that Extremely Loud. Incredibly Close, yes. And they only had 9 movies this year. They're doing it by the basis of some statistical thing, how many number one votes the movies got. Last year they had 10. Before that they'd always had 5.
Okay.
But this year they have 9, and it's among the 9.
And I think you had some predictions correct. What, Michelle Williams was in there, right?
I got 7 out of the 9 pictures, and most of the actors I got, out of most categories I did. Yes, Michelle Williams and Meryl Streep and Viola Davis are all, you know, ones I had picked for best actress possible, and they're all up there.
Neat. All right. Well, we can talk about that when that gets closer. When is that going to be?
February the 26th, okay. I believe, 24th, maybe.
All right. Neat. Well, thank you so much for joining us again, Alice. We always enjoy talking to you.
Okay.
Alice Reeves is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner and joins us each Friday morning here on your station. Your local newscast is coming up next.